Let the music begin in 3, 2, 1.
Learning music, having fun.
That's what we're gonna do.
Mr. Henry,
Mr. Fife,
exploring along with you.
Learning music, having fun.
That's what we're gonna do. Mr. Henry,
Mr. Fife,
love hanging out with you.
The Music Podcast for Kids.
Hello, and welcome to The Music Podcast for Kids. We're your hosts, Mr. Henry
and Mr. Fife,
music educators extraordinaire. The Music Podcast for Kids is a fun and educational podcast where we learn and explore the best subject ever.
Music!
Today's episode, we are learning about...
And now, the music joke of the day.
We love jokes. So if you have a joke, please visit our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com, to submit your joke.
And guess what? It doesn't even have to be a music joke. It can be any joke.
We will read and enjoy your joke on the podcast and also let everyone know who it came from and where you are in this great, big, wonderful music world.
Our joke of the day is...
This joke comes from LaVie in Florida, a listener of the show. What kind of animal can you not sit next to in class?
Animal you can't sit next to in class? I don't know.
A cheetah.
That's
a great one to be. Make sure to send in your jokes by visiting our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com. A link to the website can be found in the show notes.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you are enjoying the show so far.
Please subscribe to the podcast to receive the latest episodes and leave a review through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, get updates on what we are up to through Facebook and Instagram by finding us at Music Podcast for Kids. Links will be found in the show notes.
On to the show!
And now, the Music Spotlight.
Ah, great to be back to see the orchestra.
Sure is. I hope we get to see the instrument of the day.
Yeah, the instrument of the day. Wait, which instrument is the instrument of the day?
The trumpet.
Oh, right, the trumpet. Yeah, I knew that.
Let's see. Oh, there it is.
Sweet. So shiny and gold. Whoa. Made of gold, that must be pretty expensive.
Well, it's not made of gold, Mr. Henry. It's made out of brass.
Oh, right, of course, brass. So that means it's part of the brass family.
Well, yes, it is part of the brass family, but it's actually part of the brass because you play the trumpet by putting air through the instrument while buzzing your lips on the mouthpiece.
Cool. The trumpet looks pretty small.
Yeah, it is a smaller brass instrument. But if you took all that tubing and laid it out straight, it would be 6.5 feet long.
Cool. That would take a lot of air to get through over 6 feet of tubing all wrapped up. And it has those 3 buttons on top?
Yes, those buttons are called the piston valves. When you press them down while blowing and buzzing your lips, they allow air to pass through in different ways to make different pitches.
Wow. Hey, did you know that a long time ago, trumpets used to be made out of conch shells and wood?
Conch shell? What's that?
A conch shell is a shell of a sea snail. If a hole is carefully made out of the shell, you can buzz your lips while blowing to make a trumpet-type sound. Back in the day, the conch shell sound was actually used to start or end battles.
Wow. Wonder if they will use that in the orchestra today.
Oh, I think they'll probably just stick to the trumpet.
The oldest trumpets started out without having any valves.
Oh, wow, that's cool. How old is the trumpet?
It's said that the trumpet has been around since 1500 BC.
Phew, that's an old instrument.
Oh, I think they're getting ready to play. Looks like the trumpet player is coming out to the front.
Ah, sweet. Yeah, I think we are seeing a trumpet concerto.
Trumpet concerto?
Yep, That's basically when the trumpet player is the star of the show and plays with the orchestra.
Ah, perfect. Go, trumpet player guy. Woohoo!
Mr. Fight, keep it down. Sorry, folks. Yeah, can't yell out when seeing the symphony orchestra.
Oh, sorry. I just got super excited.
Oh, boy. And that's the trumpet.
The Music Podcast for Kids is brought to you by
BruceFight.com. Our very own Mr. Bruce Fight has truly fun and educational songs for kids to listen and sing along to. Music can be purchased through iTunes, CD Baby, and other downloadable websites. Stream Bruce's music through Spotify, Amazon Radio, or wherever you listen to music. Bruce also performs live events. Visit BruceFight.com for more information on his music and booking live events.
What's up, oh yeah? What's up, oh yeah? What's up, oh yeah? What's up in music class?
So, Bruce, we talked about the trumpet today. Mm-hmm. Is that an instrument that you have experience with, or you played? I know you played the clarinet when you were kids, right?
Yeah. So, third, fourth, and fifth grade, I played clarinet, but no, never got into the trumpet. How about you?
Yeah, the trumpet ended up being like the one that I chose.
Oh, nice.
Right? So like when you chose the clarinet when they choose that instrument in elementary school, that's the instrument that I decided to go with.
Nice.
I don't even remember really why I chose it. I don't know. I thought it was cool. I don't know.
I know why I chose the clarinet.
Why?
Because we already had one.
Ah.
My parents didn't want to have to buy or rent anything.
Yeah. That's smart.
Economical.
Yeah. And maybe, you know what? That may have been the case. We may have had a trumpet.
Right.
And it was like, Bill, you're playing the trumpet. Yeah. I mean, my dad was a trombone player, so maybe was kind of part of it, you know?
My dad was too.
Yeah. Look at that.
Wow.
Sweet.
Small world.
So, so I did that in elementary school. We started in fourth grade.
Okay.
And the school that I went to was like a combo of elementary and middle.
Oh, okay.
It went K through 8.
Right.
So it was a small school. But yeah, at one point, well, my mom was the band director.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, that was cool. Yeah. And we, at one point we were like put down in the basement for rehearsals. I guess maybe we were too loud in the music room or something. I don't know, but,
Hard times hit again.
Yeah. So it was like the boiler was right next to us, you know,
a little bit of reverb down there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sound
bounce. No carpeting down there. Right. So you're bouncing off concrete walls in all
That's
directions.
Great. Oh,
so
man.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, it was interesting.
And I bet you practiced because your mom was the director.
Oh, all the
I'm
time.
Sure you knew your music.
I knew
very
everything.
Well.
not really. Mom. No, I was starting to catch on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. I did like it. The trumpet, the one thing I remember, and you know, even with teaching kids the trumpet today is it's physically, it's just really tough.
Yeah.
Because your lips just get so tired. I remember like by the end of the concerts, you'd be just exhausted. Like you couldn't even play anymore. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then eventually I ended up moving into playing the French horn.
Oh, okay.
So that was something that my parents thought there usually aren't as many French horn players. And I think maybe we talked about this in another episode.
Right.
And so they thought that'd be kind of, maybe a cool direction.
Yeah.
You know,
unique,
let's see how you do
unique
with
instrument.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Unique instrument. And that instrument in particular is hard to keep in tune.
Mm,
so like having a good ear is always a, you know, something that you want for the French horn. But, but the trumpet, I'd say in the teaching band now, I'm like thankful that I did the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade of trumpet.
Like riding a bike.
Yeah, just picked it right back up. It's like, oh, I know the C major scale.
So, what was the hardest part? Do you think learning it as a beginner?
The hardest part, I think, is probably making a sound. Yeah,
because I imagine it can be pretty frustrating for beginners to
keep
on keeping on with
Yeah, yeah. Getting that.
Not giving up one.
Yeah, getting that sound and trying to get the lip into a certain formation mm-hmm. for different types of notes, yeah. right? So like your higher notes, your lip is going to be, adjusting. And so to figure out that embouchure, because it's not just like, oh, you figure out one way and then you play it. So, that I think is probably the hardest thing for beginners to get like the higher notes too.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
I bet.
That takes a lot of air, right? So there's a lot of air. So we do a lot of breathing exercises, and there's a lot of things that we worked on with the trumpet players this past year.
Yeah.
Just trying to get a nice buzz sound out of that mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Like not even putting the instrument together.
Just by itself.
Yeah.
And it makes a funny sound too. Huh?
It makes a pretty funny sound. Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's the trumpet. That's
Very
my
good.
Experience. Yeah.
Excellent.
It was fun. Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Good stuff. Hat of the month. Huh?
Hello there, Music Podcast for Kids listeners. This is Mr. Henry here to talk to you about the app of the month. The app of the month is an app called GarageBand. You may have heard about this app before. It's a really wonderful program. The unfortunate thing is that it's only found on Apple products. So if you have an iPhone or an iMac, you can use this program called GarageBand. And it is created for folks to make their own music. So it's a really powerful app, and it comes with all of the Apple products. So one thing that it has in there that is really cool are the loops. So a loop is basically when the program already has these instruments that were pre-recorded, and all you do is press play to listen to it, but then you can move it around and you can layer these different loops together. So you might have a drum track, and you pick which one you like the best and you put it into the sidebar, and it'll show that music for the drum set. Then you might add a guitar and you piece it together with the drum set. So you start to create your own music, and you really don't even have to know how to play any of the music. You can still piece it all together. So it's a lot of fun. It's really user-friendly, so kids of all ages can really play around with this app, and there's so many neat things in it. So that's the one we suggest checking out, GarageBand. Thank you so much.
Time to wrap it up, folks.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Music Podcast for Kids.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and most importantly, learned something cool today about music.
Remember to send in your jokes or even a topic in music you would like us to discuss by visiting our website, themusicpodcastforkids.com. If you are interested in awesome educational and fun songs for your kids to listen and sing along with, please visit brucefight.com. Music is available to download with iTunes, CD Baby, and Facebook, and most streaming platforms like Spotify and Amazon Radio. Links will be found in the show notes.
If you are interested in learning how to play the piano with a fun and engaging curriculum geared toward kids, please subscribe to Mr. Henry's YouTube channel called Mr. Henry's Music World. Links will be found in the show notes.
Please visit iTunes to leave a review of the podcast and also share the podcast with friends, relatives, aliens, whoever.
Again, we thank you so much for tuning in.
Hallelujah!